Lesson 34, Perfect Tense Verbs. In this lesson, we are going to study the final tense of the Greek verb system, the perfect tense. So far, we have studied the present tense. Remember, tense expresses time. Present tense is continuous action at the present time. We've studied the future tense, action taking place in the future. We've studied the imperfect tense, continuous action in the past. And we have studied the aorist tense, a single or simple act in past time. Now we're introduced to a new and the final tense, the perfect tense. The perfect tense expresses a combination of the present and aorist tenses. The present tense showing continuous action at the present, and the aorist tense showing a past action. The perfect tense, therefore, is a present condition as a result of a past action. For instance, the Apostle Paul said, in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. At a point in time in the past, that is at his conversion, based upon a past action, the death of Christ, the moment of his conversion up to the present time, the death of Christ on the cross, his flesh was crucified, has been crucified, and is in a present condition of being crucified as a result of that past action. Characteristics of the perfect tense. The perfect tense, first of all, reduplicates the first consonant of the verb stem and inserts an epsilon between the two consonants. Example. If a word begins with a gamma, the gamma is reduplicated and an epsilon is placed in between the two to form geg. We'll see this example in a moment in the word ginomai. If the word begins with the consonant gamma, that consonant is reduplicated with an epsilon in the middle, geg. Secondly, the characteristic of the perfect tense. The perfect tense system is formed by adding the tense sign, kappa, to the verb stem. So we've seen the sigma alpha as the tense suffix for the aorist tense. So we have the kappa and the kappa alpha, especially for the perfect active. The kappa is the tense suffix or tense sign that is placed at the end of the verb stem. There are other stem changes in other verbs. Rules for stem changes in other verbs. First of all, verb stems that begin with a vowel. The reduplication is formed by lengthening the vowel. The reduplication process is like that of the lengthening of the augment. Example, the perfect active of elpizo is elpica. Notice the word begins with a vowel, epsilon, so that vowel is lengthened. That expresses the reduplication process. And notice at the end of the stem of the word, P, the kappa alpha, kappa, the sign of the perfect tense. Second rule for stem changes in other verbs. Verb stems that begin with two consonants. Instead of reduplicating the first consonant, an epsilon is placed at the beginning of the stem, like the augment of the aorist and imperfect tenses. Example, the perfect of gnosko is egnoka. Notice the stem is gno, gamma, nu, omega. And Because gamma and nu are two consonants at the beginning of the word, an epsilon, like an augment, is placed at the beginning of the word, and the kappa alpha, kappa being the tense sign for the perfect tense. Rule number three, verb stems that begin with phi, theta, or chi. These consonants are replaced and reduplicated with p, tau, and kappa. These are the smoother or softer consonants. So if a stem of a verb begins with a phi, it'll be replaced by a p. If the stem of the verb begins with a theta, it'll be replaced by a tau. The kappa will replace the chi in the reduplication process. Notice the examples. The perfect of phileo, which means I love as a friend, is pephileka. Instead of phephileka, it's pephileka. Notice what's reduplicated is the p instead of the phi, with the kappa alpha, kappa of the perfect tense. The perfect of thnesko is tethneka. Instead of thethneka, it's tethneka. Fourth rule, verb stems that end with a vowel. That vowel is usually lengthened before the kappa of the perfect. These are stems that end with a vowel. Example, agapao, which is I love. Notice if you drop the omega, the alpha is at the verb ending of the stem of the verb. The alpha is lengthened to eta, and the kappa alpha is placed at the end. Also, the alpha at the beginning is lengthened to represent the reduplication process. Agapika is the perfect tense. Phileo, our word again, I love as a friend, is reduplicated and changed to pephileka. Notice the epsilon on the end of the stem of the verb is lengthened to eta. Pephileka. And the fifth rule, verb stems that end with tau, delta, or theta. These are stems that end with these consonants. The tau, delta, or theta is dropped before the kappa of the perfect. Example again of our word elpidzo. Elpidzo, the verb stem is elpid. The delta is dropped. The epsilon is lengthened and kappa alpha is placed on the end. Elpika. There are also second perfect tense verbs, just as they were second aorist. Some verbs do not take a first aorist, they take a second aorist. Some verbs do not use a first perfect form. Instead, they use a second perfect. The second perfect system does not use the kappa. Example, the second perfect of grapho, I write, is gegrapha. The phi is not changed because there is no kappa, just the alpha. There's also a pluperfect tense. The pluperfect tense is the past tense form of the perfect tense. Pluperfects are not common in the New Testament. The pluperfect tense expresses a past action which resulted in a past condition which now has ceased. The pluperfect is translated by, I had been loosed. Now what this is saying is, going back to our original definition of a perfect tense verb, it is a present condition as a result of a past action. But the pluperfect is a past tense version of that condition. That condition once existed based upon a past action, but even that condition now no longer exists, so the entire process expressed by the perfect tense is expressed as a past tense experience. The future perfect tense. The future perfect tense expresses a future condition as a result upon past action and is translated, I shall have been loosed. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19 is a good reference, where Jesus said, that which you should bind upon the earth shall have been loosed or bound in heaven. It shows a future condition based upon a past action. Not a present condition, but a future condition based upon a determination that has been made in heaven. Both the future perfect and pluperfect tenses are very rare in the New Testament. But you should know that the perfect tense expresses a process, a condition that someone or something is in based upon a past action. Page 3, the perfect tense continued. The perfect tense has the same endings as those of the first aorist, except in the third person plural form where kasi is more frequent than kan. In other words, there are two different forms found for the third person plural, but kasi is more frequent than kan. Same endings. Instead of samen, it's kamen. The kappa takes the place of the sigma. Notice the reduplication. The perfect active indicative of luo, and it's translated, I have loosed. Leluka, the reduplication of the lambda with the epsilon, and the kappa alpha ending. The kappa, the sign of the perfect tense. First person plural, lelukamen, we have loosed. Second person singular, lelukas, you have loosed. Second person plural, lelukate, ye or you plural have loosed. Third person singular, leluken, notice the movable nu. He, she, or it has loosed, and lelukasi, or lelukan, two different forms of the third person plural, they have loosed. Also the perfect middle and passive indicative. Both have the same forms, but the middle, perfect middle, is translated, I have loosed for myself, where the passive is translated, I have been loosed, remembering that the passive voice expresses the subject is receiving the action. First person singular, lelumai. First person plural, lelumatha. Second person singular, lelusai. Second person plural, leluste. Third person singular, lelutai. And the third person plural, leluntai. The declension of the perfect active participle. Again, showing process. Remember, a participle is a verbal adjective describing action. Notice the nominative masculine singular. Lelukos, feminine. Lelukia, the upsilon iota is a diphthong. Lelukia, the neuter. Lelukos. The genitive singular, perfect active participle. Lelukotos, feminine. Lelukuias, neuter. Lelukotos. The dative case. Lelukoti. Lelukuia. And lelukoti. The accusative masculine, lelukota, feminine, lelukuian, neuter, leleukos. The plural. Nominative masculine, leleukotes. Feminine, leleukoi. Nominative neuter, leleukota. Genitive, masculine, plural, leleukoton. Feminine, leleukoion. Neuter, leleukoton. The dative case, masculine, leleukosi or leleukosine, movable new. Feminine, leleukois. And the neuter, leleukosi or leleukosine with the movable new. The accusative masculine plural, leleukotas. The accusative plural feminine, leleukias. The accusative plural neuter, leleukota. The declension of the perfect middle and passive participle. The nominative singular masculine, lelumenos. Feminine, lelumene. Neuter, lelumenon. Genitive masculine singular, lelumenu. Feminine, lelumenes. Neuter, lelumenu. The dative masculine singular, lelumeno. Dative feminine singular, lelumenes. The dative singular neuter is lelumeno. The accusative masculine singular, lelumenon. Feminine, lelumenane. Neuter, lelumenon. The plural nominative masculine, lelumenoi. Feminine plural, lelumeni. Neuter plural, lelumena. The genitive plural for all three, masculine, feminine, and neuter, lelumenon, lelumenon, and lelumenon. The dative masculine plural, lelumenois, lelumenais, and lelumenois. The accusative masculine plural, lelumenos. Feminine, lelumenas. Neuter, lelumena. The perfect active infinitive of luo is lelukenai, to have loosed. Notice the alpha iota ending, lelukenai, with the nu. The perfect middle and passive infinitive, remember an infinitive is a verbal noun, is lelusthai, to have loosed for oneself, the middle, and the passive is the same, lelusthai, to have been loosed. You should review this material and then go on to the pronunciation exercises. Or exercise 1, pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read the text of John 1, 1 through 18, and study the perfect tense verbs in the text. The material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 33 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on perfect tense verbs, pages 53 through 55, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. So we're going to begin our reading, give a translation, and give some grammar breakdowns as we go through and stop and study the perfect tense verbs in John 1, 1 to 18. Line 1. NRK. The prepositional phrase, the preposition N takes the dative. RK being a dative singular feminine of the feminine noun arche, in beginning. Ain, the imperfect tense of a me, showing continuous existence in the past, was. Ho logos, the word. Kai, conjunction and. Ho logos, the word. Ein, was. Again, the imperfect tense showing continuous existence in the past. The word existed continuously as pros ton theon. Prepositional phrase, pros, with the accusative, pros is translated with, literally, to the face of, or equal to, God. Line 3. Kai theos, ein. And God was, again the imperfect tense, showing continuous existence, ho logos, God was the word. Theos, without the definite article, shows quality of substance. All of God was the word. Line 3, verse 2. Houtos, demonstrative pronoun, near demonstrative, this one. Ein was anarche, again our prepositional phrase. Pros ton theon, another repeat. This verse summarizing. This one was in beginning equal to God. Line 5, verse 3. Panta, all things. Through him, that's dia, used with the genitive, is translated through. All things through him became, there's a second aorist of ginomai, kai choris, and without him, became not even one thing which has become. There is our first perfect active indicative verb. Gegonen is your second perfect of ginomai, the deponent verb. And it shows a present condition. Everything has been created, stands created, at a point in time in the past, now stands created by his hand, because without him, not one thing became or created which has become created. Present condition as a result of a past act. En auto, in him, prepositional phrase, en with the dative, in him, life, feminine noun, zoe, was, ein, there's our imperfect, of a me again, showing continuous existence or state of being. In him, life was continuously existing. Kai he zoe, and the life, ein, was tophos, the light, ton anthropon, of the men. Kai tophos, and the light, it's a neuter noun of the third declension, and the light, en te scotia, in the darkness, prepositional phrase again, en with the dative, in the darkness, is shining, phine, line 10. Phine is a present active indicative verb, showing continuous action at the present when John was writing. And the light is shining in the darkness, kai he scotia, and the darkness, auto, it, u, not, kateleben, second aorist active indicative of katalambano, to take over. Kata is the preposition over or down, and lambano is the verb to take. Kateleben is to take over. It could not overtake it. The darkness could not overtake the continuous shining of the light as the light shined in the darkness. Line 11, verse 6. Agenito anthropos, there became a man, apestomenos, here's our second perfect. This is a perfect passive participle of apostello, apo being your preposition from, and stello, your verb to send. There became a man who had been sent, showing continuous process. An action that happened in the past, but continues now, is that John is still a sent messenger of God. Present condition as a result of past action. Became a man having been sent from God, paratheu, prepositional phrase, para with the genitive is translated from. Onoma, third declension neuter noun, name to him, auto, is John, Ioannes. Line 12, verse 7. Houtos, near demonstrative, this one, came, aelthen, second aorist active, showing a point in time in the past. This one came, eis marturion, for a testimony, prepositional phrase. Hina marturese, hina with the subjunctive, showing purpose, that he might testify. Peri tu photos, prepositional phrase, peri with the genitive, that he might testify concerning the light. Again, hina with the subjunctive. Hina pantes pestusosi, in order that all might believe. Through, di autu, page 8. Prepositional phrase, dia with the genitive, translated through. That all might believe through him. Line 15, verse 8. Uk ein, not was that one, ekenos, far demonstrative, tophos, the light. Al hina marturese, but in order that he might testify, again the subjunctive used with hina to show purpose, but in order that he might testify, peri tu photos, concerning the light, prepositional phrase. Line 17, verse 9. Ein, he was, tophos, the light, to alethenon, the true. To alethenon is in the attributive position, alethenon being an adjective describing what kind of light, the true, or the true light. Ho which, line 18, photidze, is enlightening, present active indicative, even as John is writing. This is the true light which is enlightening, panta, every man, anthropon, coming, erkomenon, eis ton kosmon, into the world, prepositional phrase, eis with the accusative. Line 19, verse 10, ento kosmo, prepositional phrase, and with the dative, in the world. He was, ein, again showing continuous existence in the past, imperfect tense of ami. In the world he was, kai ho kosmos, and the world through him, diao tu, prepositional phrase, agenito became, second aorist of genomice, showing a point in time in the past, kai and ho kosmos auton uk egno, and the world him not did know. Line 21, verse 11, ace, ta idia, into the things of his own he came, eotha, kai hoi idioi, and his own people, the ones of his own. Auton, him, u parelebon, they did not receive. Line 23, verse 12, hosoi, as many as, de, death being post-positive, but as many as received, elabone, second aorist active of lombano, showing a point in time in the past, but as many as received him, auton. He gave, edoken, to them, autois, authority, exousion, techna, theou, children of God, genesthai, second aorist middle infinitive, to become. That is, tois, to the ones, pestiousin, present active indicative, third person plural, the ones who are now continuously believing. Eis to onoma, into the name of him, autu. Line 26, verse 13. Hoi hu, uk ex haimaton, not out of bloods, ude ek thalematos, sarkos, neither out of will of flesh, ude ek thalematos andros, neither out of will of man, al ek theou eganethesan, but out of God were born. Line 28, verse 14. Kai hologos sarx agenito, and the word flesh became. Agenito is the second aorist of ginomai. At a point in time in the past, the word became flesh. Kai eskenosen and tabernacled, again an aorist tense verb showing a point in time in the past, and tabernacled en hemin, prepositional phrase, among us. Kai ethasamatha, and we beheld, again an aorist middle, we viewed the glory, tain doxan, autu of him. Doxan, hos monogenus, glory as of an only begotten, para patros, from the Father. Full, pleres, charitos, of grace, kai aletheos, and truth. Line 32, verse 15. Ioannes, John is testifying, marture. Notice line 33, marture is a present active indicative. John is still continuously testifying to this day. Pateria to prepositional phrase concerning him. Kai kekrage legon. Kekrage is the third person singular perfect active indicative of kradzo, to cry. In fact, kradzo is used to describe the call of a bird, like a crow. And so he has cried. His cry continues to remain today, though he cried it in the past, and has cried saying, Houtos, demonstrative pronoun, near demonstrative. This one, ain was, hon whom, apon I said. Ho opisomu, the one after me, erkomenos coming. Em prostenmu, before me, has become. Notice in line 35, gegonen is your third person singular, perfect active indicative of ginomai again. And it is denoting that he has come already before me. In the past, speaking of Christ or the Word, he existed and has been before him and stands before him as having become before him in preeminence and importance from the past and stands that way in the present. Line 35, Hoti protosmu ein, and he was first of me. Line 36, verse 16, Kai ek tu pleromatos, and out of the fullness autu of him. Notice the prepositional phrase, ek with the genitive. Hemes, we ourselves all, pontes, elabomen, received. And grace, kai karin, anti karitos, grace succeeding grace. Line 38. Hoti honomos, because the law, dia moseos, through Moses was given. He karis, the grace, kai he aletheia, and the truth, dia Jesu Christu, through Jesus Christ, became agenito. Line 41, verse 18. Theon, God, udes, no one, has seen, heoreka. Notice heoreka is your third person singular, perfect active indicative of horao. Horao beginning with a vowel, the omicron, lengthened to an omega with a prefix epsilon placed in front with a kappa epsilon placed on the stem. No one has seen God. That is a past action that is true, a present condition today. No one has seen him back then, and it's true today, it exists today. No one has seen God at any time, popote. Ho monogenes huios, the only begotten son, ho, the one existing, on, eis ton kopon into the bosom to patros of the Father, that one, far demonstrative, ekenos, exegeseto, declared him. Exegeseto being the first aorist, expressing at a point in time in the past, the word declared God. A final declaration. Notice it's aorist tense. And so, everything about God that the word was going to reveal has already been revealed. You should study this exercise while going on to lesson 35 and the study of third declension and comparative adjectives.